Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
If you loved Something About Mary, meet the Barons and Along Came Polly. And even if you were slightly lukewarm about Starsky and Hutch and Envy, and perhaps you even forgot about Mystery Men and never even saw The Duplex, then you don't want to miss the movie event of the summer. Ben Stiller is Ben Stiller in the new smash hit, There's Something About Ben Stiller. Yes, the hardest working man with ape-like features in show business is back with his greatest project ever. While 4 out of every 5 movies released today stars Ben Stiller, this is the one everybody is raving about. Just listen to what audiences are saying about Ben Stiller's performance as Ben Stiller in the movie There's Something About Ben Stiller.
I liked it because it had plenty of scenes with Ben Stiller.
Man, when Ben Stiller was at his fiance's parents' house and he thought he'd killed his grandma, and the ferret bit him in the crotch while he was checking his manhood in the mirror, then the toilet overflowed so he had to strip naked and climb out on the roof, and the neighbor's kid hit him in the crotch with a frisbee, and then the police came and fired tear gas and hit him in the crotch, but his fiance loved him anyway. Well, it was like every Ben Stiller movie ever, except even more so.
Critics agree. This is the role the simian man-child that is Ben Stiller was born to play. If you're a fan of mishaps, antics, and hijinks, then run, don't walk, to see Ben Stiller as Ben Stiller in There's Something About Ben Stiller.
I liked it when Ben Stiller peeled the banana with his own feet.
Anyone who has that much flatulence has to be funny.
Don't miss Ben Stiller as Ben Stiller in There's Something About Ben Stiller. Directed by Ben Stiller. Produced by Stiller Ben Productions, a division of Al Minot's Enterprises.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin in the entertainment center, warming his hands, getting ready to play that git box. There's Josh Arnold at the IH Steven Singer sidekick chair.
Craving a glazed jelly donut. This is the third day in a row that I can't get it off my mind.
I followed a Krispy Kreme donut truck into work today.
Oh. And you didn't heist it?
I thought, you know, there's a guy. Check local listings. We have some weather. I go, this guy is dedicated to his job. Congratulations.
Mm. And you didn't follow him?
All right, he went straight and I came to work. So.
Give me the glaze. Stick them up. Give me the glaze. And no jelly packs in there either.
Now
we have Cosby.
I'm Chick McGee.
We have learned that the Bengals, even though it's at SoFi in L.A.
Geography be damned.
The Bengals are technically the home team for the Super Bowl.
That's right. They pick dark jerseys and white pants.
Yeah. And the advantage is the home team, they also get half the concessions. Paul Brown would have been proud. that's some good negotiating. Yeah. Well, there we go. I look up at the big screen. And I see it's Al Jackson.
Look at this.
Look at that tropical shirt. Boy, that's nice.
You got a nice pink hat on. I got a pink hat on too.
Yes, you do.
What are you protesting down at the Capitol? Wearing a pink hat like that?
Well, weren't those called?
I didn't know it was International Women's Day.
Was there a parade?
Pussy hats?
Yeah, they sure were.
You look really nice, Al.
You know what's weird is I was thinking about International Women's Day after Josh, you said it. And I was like, how many people? I'm sure obviously a lot of people were down there for women, but there had to have been hundreds of guys that just got a phone call like, there are 10,000 women.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. There has to be. I mean, both can be true. I'm not taking away from the cause.
No, of course not.
We're talking about dudes here.
I think that's been happening throughout history.
Of course.
Yep. Guys getting behind causes because the girl they like.
Oh, yeah. No,
absolutely.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm heading out of Mississippi. Have you seen those hot chicks?
I mean, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get
all things to mention.
This crowd riled. Al, I tuned in yesterday to your show and you weren't on. The Daily
Wednesday was my day off.
Because they were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of upset about it because they're now running out of people to nominate that are actually rock and roll artists.
It's weird. Do you think they should do it like the changes to the Music Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
but then it's too broad. Now you got to put folk singers in there, and nobody wants that.
How about, was Beethoven going to get nominated next year? They've got
should. It would be cool if Beethoven and Eminem went in the same year. That'd be real cool.
Beethoven finds his way into some rock songs.
I admittedly, Christy, but I'm just saying, they've kind of lost their way.
I know.
When Dolly Parton, who we're big fans.
Love her.
Dolly Parton in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, really? I mean, I said earlier, this is like putting cake in the Pizza Hall of Fame. Both great, but...
Oh, I thought you meant Cake the Band.
They're good.
They are good.
Long, short jacket thing, something. Yeah.
So, in any
long
event...
Long jacket.
Your guys were weighing in on that. I think if some of them would agree with me, they've got to do something. But we have some better ideas. We would like to see, for example, the history of rock and roll hair. And, I mean, also, whatever, you could do that in the category of soul.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
Do you remember my favorite soul haircut was the guy in the Ohio Players that had the giant fro, but it was canted to the right? Remember that? Do you remember that, Al? That was like so cool.
There was incredible hair in the 80s and 90s, and I would love to see a documentary, because I think it would encapsulate just everything. If you have rock and roll hair, but just hair in general and the look, because if you think about like 80s hair metal, that is the pinnacle of, you know, just 80s men, super masculine. Schwarzenegger's big, Rambo is big, but yet all these guys that love those tough guys love these men in tight pants wearing rouge. They had makeup on.
Long hair. Yeah.
Well, as I said earlier, they often called George Martin, the engineer and producer of the Beatles, the fifth Beatle. If they were going to do the sixth member of Duran Duran, it would be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Yes.
But our guest is Al Jackson. His show is The Daily Blast Live. Al's a great stand-up comedian. And Al calls the show to help me get hipper.
Yes.
If that's possible. Mm-hmm. And yes. What have we got today word-wise, Al?
Well, Tom, we got a lot going on. I'm going to be doing some traveling. Obviously, you know that when we start talking about traveling, Tom, I have to make sure that I'm fully aware of the marijuana laws in every state. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, cool.
Tom, let's get right into it. Obviously, marijuana is legal in a lot of places, and it's not legal in a lot of places, but anywhere you go, people know what a dab is. So, Tom, tell the people, talk to these people that are listening to us right now and tell them what a dab is.
I thought that was a kind of a handshake, wasn't it?
I'll take one or two of the definitions, but I'd like the marijuana one if you can give it to me.
A dab. I know that Brill Cream, the hair product, was famous for.
I did not see this going there.
A little dab will do you.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember the jingle, Josh?
No, of course not. No.
Brill Cream, a little dab will do you. She'll love to run her fingers through your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
that was the jingle.
Okay. And
70 years ago, that
and
was
then, yes. And then dap, of course, is a caulk used when putting in windows. Let's see, dab. I assume, is it a dose of marijuana put into a pipe?
Wow.
Is that correct?
Tom. It's correct. It's very, I don't dab. I don't know how to do that, but yes, it does involve. And here's why I never dabbed. Cause it's walking down crack alley, you know, yeah. It involves one of those butane lighters, the scary ones where the blue flame comes out.
Uh-huh.
It is like you only do that if you're like running an illegal chop shop. Should you even know where to get those? I don't even know what you do with those lighters. And it involves a glass pipe. And I guess it's such a high concentration of marijuana. You need that kind of heat to melt it's kind of a wax. It's not the flower marijuana that most people are familiar with.
Is that legal
and it
anywhere?
Melts that down. Oh, yes. Very legal. They sell it at any place where you can buy marijuana.
So to put it in terms I would understand, then, does the dab come like in a packet, like those things I put in my washing machine where they've got the...
like Tide Pods?
Yeah, the Tide Pods.
It kind of does, because I accidentally bought one by accident one time. And it comes in like one... You know... the lipstick, the lip balm, it comes in like a tin, and it's like just wax in there, and it's kind of just enough for the tip of your finger.
Sure.
That's kind of what it looked like. It's only about that much, because I guess it doesn't take much because it's so concentrated. It's almost like buying apple juice concentrate where you have to add the water. It's almost like that, but for marijuana.
I've got one of those lighters, by the way.
What do you use those for? Because I only think crack.
Oh, no. I'd use it to light my big green egg.
Yeah, yours is way bigger than... Al's talking, but it is a similar thing. It's
you
a similar concept.
It.
It's in my office.
Okay.
Oh, it's the best. I mean, you could almost weld with that thing.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
Very fresh.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Al Jackson is our guest. Keep going. What have I got to learn here?
All right. Well, Tom, you know, we make a lot of jokes on this show, and sometimes we'll joke around so much. I'll send like Chick or Josh an emoji of just a coffin. What am I saying to them?
I'm not really big on emoji talk.
A coffin.
Can I guess? May I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
We killed it.
Yeah, usually for we killed it, I use the knife emoji, the butcher knife thing, but that's a good guess.
This is more along the lines of I died laughing.
Oh.
Like I'm dead.
Gotcha.
Josh again. Just Josh, at this point, you know, I feel like there would be, like, if we were a basketball team, there'd be tension because you're like the young star. You know, the coach is like, look, I got to play Tom. He's why people buy tickets. But Josh is like, he's the young Kobe.
He's getting all the three-pointers.
Yeah.
He's the young Kobe. You can't guard him.
See, I would have assumed it was like, I hate that guy. I want him dead. Is there an emoji for that?
Yeah, but Tom, when you're texting illegal things, you don't want to type out exactly what you're saying.
Can you see me on the camera, Al?
I absolutely can. You're a beautiful man.
I've got my...
what is that?
That's the lighter he's talking about, but it's gigantic.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's a hype. It's nuts.
Yeah, that'll smoke you some crack.
It's a malfunction.
No, I may be out of fuel. I was.
Well, you wasted so much.
spew the propane into the air here in the studio.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's gonna explode. Now. Getting woozy.
I need to put a new cartridge in. Sorry, Al. But yeah, this is.
FBI is going to be retracing the steps that Tom's doing right now.
You better
to figure
careful
out why the biggest explosion in the history of the state happened.
Yeah, I got to get a new cartridge.
Better be careful with that propane in here. I might ignite it with my wit.
Coming in hot.
Was that the Debo look from Fridays?
On his way to Hastings, Nebraska, it is a comedian Al Jackson. Al, give me another one.
Valentine's Day weekend. A special weekend. For what you guys already got. Don't make me feel bad. Do you guys already have stuff planned out?
Yep.
Really?
Nope.
Hey, I got a present on the way, but that's about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Al.
That's not doing anything.
good topic.
We're going to Florida. That's a nice gift.
Yeah, what? Nice.
You're going to Florida for Valentine's Day?
Yep.
How about that? This doesn't
and
help
the
me.
Super Bowl.
That's excessive.
What?
No, it's not. It's a wonderful
excessive
gift.
It is excessive.
Excessive. Did you hear how excessive that is, Joe?
It makes excessive. The rest of us look really bad, Christy, is what he means by excessive. Like, no one in there has any plans. Did you hear the silence? I have nothing.
Why is he trying so hard? What's going on here?
Well, we just started dating, too. It's different.
Oh, I see.
Ace, do you have anything planned for your fiancé for Valentine's Day?
Not yet.
couple of ideas.
Waiting for the coupon to come in from...
It's Groupon.
You going to give her the thickness?
The girth?
Oh, there's well, a good... Tom,
I like that.
I was going to say, Tom, if whatever you get the missus, you need to make sure that it's dank. Oh. Tom, what does dank mean?
God, I know that at my old house a few years ago, the basement was dank.
I bet. Oh, yeah.
Following a flood.
I think damp is what you got there, but that's okay.
Well, dank is dank.
Dark and stinky. Oh, I know.
That's right.
Is the dank a sexy term?
Come here, old dark and stinky.
Is it, baby, give me that dank.
No. First of all, dark and stinky.
I ain't going to eat that dank.
He ain't going to eat that dank.
I ain't eating that dank.
You call him a friend.
That's not right. I have it wrong again.
What do you do when you hang out with other comedians? When you're with Hannibal Buress, does he ever look at you and go, man, what are you doing?
What the hell's that? Well, Hannibal's been in here.
Yeah, you're still talking to those people?
Good guy. You tell Hannibal I said to kiss my ass. Will you do that?
I have a beautiful poster signed from Hannibal.
Oh.
Beautiful silk screen that he gave.
Well, we know he'll snitch.
Oh, unless.
Good for him.
What a weird situation that's been.
Oh, Al, and you know I'm joking.
I'm getting dank wrong then, right?
Unless your Valentine is thirsty, then you don't have to do
anything. Oh, I like it. I see. Now, Tom, do you see what Chicky did right there?
So let's see.
She's thirsty.
Okay, so.
What does thirsty mean, Tom?
Is dank part of her presentation? Would you say?
No, it was just a way to describe something.
Possibly in the
answer. So really, you want the gift to be dank.
The gift has to be dank.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Does dank mean expensive?
it means cool, but if we're talking Valentine's Day weekend, it should be expensive too.
Okay.
So it means cool. I wonder how that came about.
Christmas. Yeah, because I mean, there's two. Because there's dank, and then there's a way to. It originally, when I was coming up, dank was used to describe like a particular strain of really high-end quality marijuana.
Right. That's how I always heard it.
Right. But I think, Josh, what happened was because it's regulated now and you're not just getting it from random people, that it's all good.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So there's no way to define it. It's just like, yeah, every batch you get is going to be quality. It's not just like some dude like, hey, I hope it's okay.
Right. That really is. It was a crapshoot for a long time.
But I still think, doesn't dank mean like a... You know, their basement's all...
Yes, that's another definition.
Yes, that's Tom, the original. If you're a city building inspector, yes, they can also use that. We're talking about 420, green, marijuana.
Cool, not...
I know, I just, some of these words, they throw
stuck
me.
Stuck in the...
If it's something, I got a really dank present for him. I go, why? I've already got a basement. Bought a new dehumidifier and had to... we have time for one more, Al. Help me out here.
All right.
Wait a minute. We didn't thirsty. What's thirsty?
Oh, good one.
What's thirsty?
What's it mean if she's thirsty, Tom?
I think it means that she is in the mood. She's thirsty. She'll take in what you've got to offer. may want to visit the dank place.
I mean, she's doing everything to let you know she wants to take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, she hardy.
Hey, baby, you thirsty? I got that dank ain't stankin'.
Oh. If you don't say that on Valentine's Day to the woman you love,
what are you doing?
So disappointed.
Yeah.
Might be the last thing you say.
I just love that, like, when somebody gives a definition of a word Tom really doesn't know, he does what I do as a dad. Well, he'll just go, well, there you go. That's the definition. And he says it so seriously, like, of course we both know that. He just found that out 6 seconds ago. But he goes, yeah, well, that's what it means. Of course, dabbing is dank.
Well, I'll say thank you as Wayne Newton would.
Okay.
Dank, Shane.
Oh, he's so disappointed. Look at Al. He's deflated.
That's rough.
Yeah.
You don't know that song, Dankashane?
Al's got the look on his face like he just saw a three-car pileup.
Yeah, it's just like when your mom tells you your dad's not coming to take you to Disney World this week. That face from what I just made.
Daily Blast Live, Al Jackson. Watch him today.
Thank you. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. We'll be right back.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.